OStatus Excerpt. Each week, 15 minutes or close to it, 100% open source, and at least one newsworthy topic and how it relates to the WordPress community. And one great sponsor. This week, WordFence. Now, if you're worried about security for your WordPress website, WordFence is a good team to turn to. They protect over 4 million WordPress websites, and they have world-class firewall and malware scanners and tons of other tools at their disposal. They have the most popular security plugin available, and they protect WordPress sites from everywhere between spam and malware and other threats through their real-time threat defense feed. So go check them out at poststatus.com/wordfence. They're good people to have in your corner. So by the time this episode goes live, you might have already checked out this week's PostStatus newsletter or have it sitting in your mailbox. So here's a few things that I thought were interesting in that newsletter. So the first thing would be Jetpack turns 10, and we'll have a link in the newsletter to their anniversary page, which held some interesting statistics. And it looks like IE 11 support is officially being dropped in WordPress Core. There'll be a link about that. There's also a link to a PostStatus conversation when WordPress Slack was down this week. That happened, I think, on Tuesday morning. That was interesting for a little bit. There's also a link in there not only to the conversation, but to the update on WordPress.org on what happened and what will be changed in the future to try to prevent that. We're also looking in the newsletter at some murmurs on the internet that Google AMP might be starting to fade. And there is just this crazy story of how a bad UI on Substack and 1Password cost somebody over $2,000. So all of that and a lot more is happening this week in the PostStatus newsletter. But now let me switch gears and let's talk to Corey about our topics this week.
Awesome. So I'm in Michigan, actually. I got my vaccinations a couple of weeks, actually a month ago. We had some cancellations and stuff. And so I came up to surprise one of my dear friends in WordPress and one of my partners at the Digital Marketing Kitchen, Rebecca Gill, SEO expert. And you can't see this on the audio, but I'm wearing a mitt because all my friends in Michigan, when I say, where are you from? They always pull their hand up and point to their finger. In fact,
hopefully the right finger.
Yeah. My great friend, AJ Morris, who's been my kind of tour guide. I get to see him as well. Mm. He says he's got a freckle where he's from on his hand. So, I'm up in Traverse City
Disturbing.
And it's been great. My friend, Rebecca.
For those listening at home, Corey just had basically an oven mitt with the map of Michigan on it with various icons. Family-friendly icons, too, and he just pointed to two. I hope those are berries. I'm glad you're enjoying yourself. So what topics do you have for us this week on the road? Excite me.
Yeah, so, you know, when I became a partner of PostStatus, and even before, there was a couple of things that were really compelling to me about PostStatus. It's a community, and it's an amazing community that I've been a part of for a long time before I was a partner. But two things this year are my push, and I've mentioned this on the last Excerpt podcast. The jobs, the Get Hired project that Brian announced a couple years ago, that's my emphasis for my push this year. We're going to be rolling out the website and then asking anyone in WordPress. But we all know, David, I bet you get asked all the time, like, one, what do you do? How do you get to work from your home and do all these cool things and travel and put on WordCamp Miami and all this stuff? I get hit up all the time, too, about people wanting to break into tech, specifically WordPress and specifically remote work, because they love the freedom and flexibility that you have with a remote environment. And so we're going to get that site spun up very soon. Actually, Paisley has helped us, but we got the site up already. We're just fleshing it out where we can start to take profiles. Now, I want to do this completely different than just submit your resume or something like that. I want to ask some key questions for people that I know, as someone who over 10 plus years has hired a bunch of people, helped train. That was one of my, like, favorite things I did at iThemes was recruiting people and getting them hooked up in our team, finding out their unique strengths and putting them in a position to maximize their strengths. So that's my bent for the Get Hired project. And so I'm excited. Do you have somebody in mind already you want to get in a, share a profile or share that they should go over there and
My daughter, when she turns of age, I guess. But there are a number of people that come to me is through the meetups and something that says I'd like to get involved a little bit more. That's where they hit the community first. Some people, like just sometimes with a random freelance work or something like that, I work with a job or a startup, and there's a designer in there, and this designer's working all by himself. And it's like he says, well, how do you get involved with the community a little bit more? And he's asking partly for knowledge and partly to get some additional work. So, you know, it's a lot of still word of mouth. The job boards right now, like I haven't been involved with a job board for quite some time, fortunately enough, but I mean, I still look and there are some good places to find good jobs out there, but there doesn't seem to be a lot of obvious opportunities to break in.
And I'm having a conversation next week, April 7th, with Ali Simmons and Michelle Frechette of the Underrepresented in Tech too. And it goes along with this is, we definitely want the underrepresented in tech to be more and more in WordPress to have WordPress is such a break-in opportunity. I mean, in 2007, before I started iThemes, I was not in tech. I was using tech, but WordPress changed my life. And you and I both know, we've heard hundreds of stories like that. The people in PostStatus say WordPress changed my life. And there's people that go, I want to break in and I want to do that. And that's what really the Get Hired project is all about. The core of it is matching really good people that want to take their existing or skills and transfer them to a remote tech type job. And like, as you said, from our PostStatus jobs postings, there's great companies hiring all the time. So that's the first part. But the second part real quick is the second project is kind of on that note. So somebody, and I can't remember their name offhand, but mentioned we should have a good gigs channel in PostStatus. And I was like, heck yeah, because I'm not a developer. And so we spun up the gigs channel and it's been pretty awesome. Here's my experience share personally. I posted two projects and within, I want to say 30 minutes, dear friends of mine, people I've met and like and trust hit me up and say, hey, I'm interested in that. What, tell me more about it. And the first one was for another project I've got going on in the mental health space. And I think what I needed done by the end of the day, and everybody was happy and high-fiving. The second I just posted, and somebody hit me up via DM, and we're scoping out that I'm on my third project.
Wow, that's an addiction. That's a pattern. Right? That's a pattern.
But all I have to say, that's the essence of our community is good people doing work to get together, you know? And so it's been really fun because it's been so easy versus going somewhere else and trying to post a brief and not really having any rapport. And it's been really successful. So the gigs channel, if you're not in that, that is not for jobs. That's for one-off type projects. But post what your needs are and you might find some really good connections there. So I want to push further into the gigs part of what we do. Like, it would be awesome for our freelancers and agencies and those that want to do kind of side gigs to be able to see someone from outside PostStatus posts a gig that they want done. And we have enough information that helps clarify and, you know, winnow down the communication time before and after and expectations like budget, and then offer those to the PostStatus community exclusively. That's my next step on that project and I'm excited about it.
Yeah. I've been in the gigs channel, I've seen you request and get a lot of quick replies. And that's one of the advantages of a community like ours, is that get high quality leads, but you get the people that are there are posting in a serious manner and they're just sometimes looking for something like you that's very simple and straightforward. It's kind of a more trusted circle than a job board. Why our community, I think that's one of the major benefits. And if you don't know it, then maybe you know someone who can, and you can work through that way too.
Really illustrates, and I'll just end with this, that the belonging of what we have here in the community, that we have here is incredible. And so when Brian and I were first talking about it, I was all in. because take the revenue and all that kind of stuff. That's awesome with PostStatus, but the community, the connections. I mean, this is where things happen. So if you're listening, you're not a PostStatus member, the DMs and Slack are the place to be. Deals happen, multi-million dollar deals that I know about in the last 6 months have happened, started at PostStatus in the DM Slack, in Slack. Now I'm just telling you like a little gig project where I get to work with awesome people and do stuff. You can too. If you're a WordPress professional, PostStatus is where you belong.
Mm. Well, that's a real seller. We should put that on our bumper stickers. Yeah, well, and the other thing too is that really there is no other way. Like I say, there's just sometimes there's no other way that I've gotten great jobs other than sometimes just being referrals, sometimes being just reached out personally. And just like at WordCamps, like WordCamps are open and public, but sometimes it's like you just happen to be in the right place at the right time and knowing people. Sometimes those are better than the opportunities that are posted publicly just because that's how things work. So if you can be both looking at the public boards and keeping your ear to the PostStatus community for the gig stuff, that's a win on both sides. So let's turn the tables a little bit. I want to get your opinion on something. And this is actually more of something that our friend Brian Krosgaard posted in Twitter this past week. And it was basically a rant. And he was apparently putting together a new WordPress website, I think. And he says, WordPress should have one singular button that says turn off all comments and comment displays. This is so hilariously complicated. Again, these are his words, not mine. It's absurd. All our settings pages are a nightmare. Every single site, turn off comments, delete sample page, change uncategorized. And he says, if I didn't have 10 years of WordPress experience, I would hate it and not use it. I don't know what Brian was on that day, but yeah, these are true words. WordPress either needs to get simpler or lose its dominance. It's that simple. And then, you know, Andrew Nason, longtime WordPress core contributor, chimed in and he says, what's crazy is that the discussion settings haven't changed in 12 years. And meanwhile, other things have in WordPress have grown in complexity and there used to be an intense focus to reduce options. So basically, you know, while Gutenberg and the new editor and everything have gotten a lot of attention, and rightly so, from developers and features and promotes, there's this wrinkly back end of WordPress admin, maybe, for the most part of what you can see, that is still there. And it's kind of reminiscent when WordPress was more of a blog than a CMS, like the comment settings, like Brian was talking about. So here's my question to you. Are these wrinkles, do you think eventually they're going to become a hindrance to WordPress enough to, you know, challenge the average user, you know, WordPress market share or the community? What are your thoughts on that? What are your personal thoughts on that, if it's bothered you at all?
That's a great question. You know, when I started iThemes in 2008, and most of the theme companies that have been there, they would say, I think they see this too. We would get in the lowest, you know, into somebody buying a professional or commercial or premium theme or whatever, you know, and then like the lowest, I would say, I hesitate to say the cheapos, but I'm a cheapo sometimes, but the more frugal aspect of our market. And over time, Wix, Weebly, Squarespace came in to the picture. And I think we started noticing that bottom end of the market, good or bad or indifferent, started to erode from WordPress's market share. And, you know, then you got the prevalence of maintenance and care plans and things like that for WordPress, because it's a lot to maintain potentially. And that's why I use tools, you know, to help me manage all the different sites I have. Because, you know, and I've been victim of this. If you leave a WordPress site out there and you don't update it properly, fast and properly, and have good backups that are offsite and all that stuff and security measures, you're going to get hacked, you know? And so I saw the market erode a little bit in WordPress for that. I don't think it's going to hinder it, because I think the project is always built by, maintained by, contributed to amazing people around the globe that just want to contribute to make it better and better. This is one of those little rough edges, you know, that we just need to put on the map and rough and smooth out. And I agree. I want that too, because I don't know the last time PostStatus gets comments, but the last time a personal site got a real actual person commenting on it. And yeah. I'd love a button that just turned it off right there.
Yeah, there's plugins for that. Yeah, definitely. I think Brian was just, it was the comments plus the fact that you get, like, there's so many things you got to do when setting up a WordPress site now that, like, unless you're purposely making it a blog, which is really minimal percentage now. It's mostly setting it up as like a website or a CMS. Like, you have to do all this default stuff. Like, you never keep around uncategorized. And if you do, that's a mistake. You always delete the hello world, get rid of Hello Dolly. You know, all of these little things that are just, I guess, you know, remnants of yesteryear. And I think part of what the problem is too, is that you have these very niche streamlined products coming out like Substack and Medium and all these other products that do this one specific thing because their settings panels are so clean and modern, quote unquote. So I think once you compare WordPress to that, you know, whether, you know, even Clubhouse and other, you know, heck, on Twitter, I said, even a Fisher Price Speak and See and Say or something. I mean, there's only limited options on these things. So, yeah, compared to WordPress, and WordPress is going to look monster. And it's, you know, thanks to priorities and limited amount of work on the project, because it is WordPress core, yeah, you're going to get things that are going to probably need polishing. But yeah, it's a question of whether or not that becomes, you know, more of a hindrance than an annoyance.
It can if we let it languish, because if you've created, I know where his frustration probably came from, Brian's, is starting that, getting that website spun up for our Get Hired project. And so I think we have to really think through, one, the admin, the whole back end needs a fresh coat of, like, big time paint, because one of my reasons I even got into WordPress is back in the day when the organization I was working for needed a new website, I started looking, and one of our people that volunteered for it said, let's look at Joomla. He installed it for me. It logged in, and no offense to Joomla, but I was like, this is like what I imagine a helicopter dashboard looks like. Like, it's 50 dials. I don't know what where it feels overwhelming to the base user. And I think sadly WordPress is starting to get there where it's out of date. And if you logged into WordPress.com, in the last couple of months, you will see the drastic disparity. Is that a word? But the difference between the two. WordPress.com looks like professional modern software. You go and log into WordPress.org type sites, and it's like, I'm getting that Joomla. So I think that's just part of that. Like, the settings page needs some touch to it, needs somebody with some really brilliant UI, UX experience type thing to go through and say, what's the user experience look like and how do we make it better? So I'm in agreement, but I think it's part of a bigger aspect of WordPress as modern professional software. We need to get the design up there for our users, or we're going to start hemorrhaging more of those. I just want to have that freedom and control that WordPress offers, but I don't want to have to fly a helicopter.
Well, Chris Hardy said in PostStatus Slack, and we'll link to it in the show notes, the conversation that we don't have time to cover here, but he was talking about the possibilities of installation profiles, which I got to thinking may not be so bad. Maybe add another minute to the 5-minute install, but who knows, with full site editing and stuff, we could see, like, maybe you don't even see a comments options or something unless you drop a comments block somewhere. But, you know,
if you've used GoDaddy's new kind of, I don't know what they call it, I think it's a site builder, but the experience when you install a WordPress site over there, I know it's taken them years to do, but it's pretty dang polished.
Hosting companies are already doing
it. That's the experience we want to get to overall, is not have to find the dial hidden, you know, 15 clicks in or something like that. We want to say, what are they trying to accomplish? And very thoughtfully, I think we can do that within WordPress to make the experience 100 times better.
Okay, well, that is our time for today. I want to say thanks to Corey for talking to me from his hotel room, which looks a lot better than my actual office, so I'm kind of jealous about that.
Shout out to my WordPress buddies I finally got to see in a long time, AJ Morris, Rebecca Gill. Viva WordPress. And come on, we got to get back to WordCamps. Let's get this virus.
I'm seriously thinking about doing like a Twitter space or a Clubhouse thing next week where we just basically all get together and talk about what are our most favorite WordCamp experiences, kind of revving us up, you know, get us in, coast so we can coast another 6 months or whatever it is to our next actual meetings. But, you know, anyway, I'm shaking the cobwebs here. Corey, where can people find you on Twitter?
I've got a really AOL type Twitter name. It's at CoreyMiller303.
And the 303 is an area code or your cholesterol? Which is it?
We'll post that in the Slack to see if anybody can guess it.
Okay. Well, you're healthy, so I don't think it's the cholesterol. I'm founded Dimension Media. You can also, I do work for Envire Gallery. If you ever want to check out a great WordPress gallery plugin, envirogallery.com. You can also check out PostStatus Twitter, at PostStatus, surprisingly enough. This show's show notes is going to be poststatus.com/excerpt-4. We'll have all of our show notes posted there. I want to thank Corey again for his time. And we'll talk to you next week, Corey. Stay in time, thanks, same place.
Yeah, thanks, David, and everybody listening. Let's go talk in the Slack.
All right. Ciao.